Sweetie, I'm just, I feel so blessed, so lucky that I have the perfect man, you, that lets me enjoy all the big cock that I want. Because I just can't help it. I'm a size queen. You already know this. I'm a sucker for that big, fat cock. And I think I should let you in on this, that I've been shy to bring this up. But, you know, our kids have been, I've started grooming them, basically. And I know that's really naughty, but I've been grooming them to be just like mommy, to be the best big cock loving sluts like me. Because I wish I would have been taught this. I could have saved so many years of, sex was always enjoyable, but I really didn't start enjoying sex until I had that big cock. So, you know, I wish someone would have taught me at an early age that big cock is the only cock that should enter my holes. And I really think that the girls, especially our oldest, is she's so ready for these lessons. Her being 13, sweetie, I know you already know this, but she's breeding age, very fertile. And, I mean, it just makes sense. Kids are getting more sexually active the younger or earlier and earlier now. And that's why it's, you know, important for our 9-year-old also to learn the same lessons, so that when she gets to be a big girl, she'll be ready and she'll have practice. Oh, you've noticed the 13-year-old? Have you noticed her little developing body? I mean, she practically is the definition of jailbait, isn't she? Just fucking gorgeous. You should see her suck on big cock. It's happened. And I'm so sorry you weren't there, but you can be there for every single time now if you want. I even have videos. I did the videos, well, for my own enjoyment, but also to share with you when I thought you were ready to know all these things. Seeing our 13-year-old suck on huge fat cock is just like the hottest thing that I've ever seen. And she loves it. She really, really loves it. I think she likes the attention, a little slut. But I've trained her. I've brainwashed her, I guess you could say, that, you know, she's really not a good girl unless she's making a cock hard or making a cock come. And, you know, I've taught her, you have a size limit, if you will, 9 inches or bigger. I've taught her that anything less is not for her. She just doesn't even need to waste her time on it. And I'm sorry, but I really have turned her into a slut. She's probably had, like, I don't know, 10 to 15 cocks already. And all her whores, all her holes, I mean, every single hole. Because that's another thing I've been teaching both the girls, is that since they're girls, they have 3 fuck holes to offer to men. And it's important that you offer them to men with big fucking cocks. Thank you, baby. I know I'm such a good slutty wife and mom. And I'm so glad that you can be involved too. You can help me train those little girl fuck holes. Would you like that, sweetie? You can really, like, teach them how to stretch their holes in preparation for big cock. You can molest their little bodies. Treat them like the whores that they are. We'll have such a fun time together. No, we will. And just wait. Just wait. Our 9-year-old, she hasn't had her first cock yet. But you can definitely be a part of that. Wouldn't you like to see that? Our little preteen daughter on her knees, dressed like a little slut, begging for a load in her face, or swallowing a cock hole or as much as she can, because, I mean, that 9-year-old mouth is pretty fucking tiny. Or sharing a cock with her mommy. A mother and daughter being just filthy fucking whores to a man. I know you would love that. And let's not forget also that our son, he needs to be trained too. And I've been grooming him as well. I do want him to be a slutty little faggot. I want him to take big cock too. I mean, he should know because I can already tell. I've been watching him. I don't think he's going to be packing too big. So if he doesn't have a big cock, he needs to learn how to take it. And he's going to be our good little faggot. He really is. He has already sucked cock too. Can you believe that? He's already had his first load just like forced down his little throat. And he liked it. He really did. And now I figured I'd wait for you where you could be there when he loses his anal virginity. And he'll be the best little faggot slut. It's just, this is how I want our life to be. Our kids being raised to be useful. I mean, all the wasted time if we waited for them to be 18. And listen, like, no man, I'm sorry, but no man can say no to a mother that's offering her 13-year-old daughter's asshole. Or offering her 9-year-old daughter's pretty little mouth. Or, you know, some of my boyfriends, they're bi. They'll fuck anything. And there's no way that they'll say no to my little sissy faggot son. There's no way. And, of course, mommy will get him ready. Because there's no way I'm giving up big cock in my holes either. And I love when my kids watch me be a slut for other men. I've taught them that daddy, he encourages mommy to be a slut. He encourages mommy to take multiple men. So they already know everything. They're already groomed and prepped. And now, daddy, you can be involved and you can encourage them to be slutty just like mommy. And every night, you know, if we don't have a boyfriend over, we can all just get in our bed and watch porn together and masturbate each other. Because that's another thing I told the kids is they need to be either fucked, used every day, and if you're not, you need to masturbate. You need to fuck your little holes or jerk your little child cock every single day because it's good for you. It's like your daily nutrition. See, that's why you're the best. You are the best husband and best daddy to encourage not only me, but our precious little children to be the dirtiest of whores. And I hope you're happy with this too, Daddy. I've even started trying to teach them that good whores are also good piss whores. And I've been trying to teach them that some men want to use us really fucking roughly. They want to throat fuck us, skull fuck us until we empty our stomachs. They want to slap our pretty faces. They want to slap our whore mouths. They might even want to take out their big fucking dicks and piss right in our face or all over our bodies. And so that's my current lesson. You can help me with that. Would you like that, sweetie? Would you like to help me train our preteens to be the best little filthy piss whores, hungry for piss from big fat cock? You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it because I don't find this to be anything like child rape, because these children of ours, they fucking love it. They're already natural little sluts because, you know, you already know this. I am very easily controlled by orgasms. And that's what I did with our children. I taught our little girls the pleasures of an orgasm. I gave them multiple orgasms. And then my boyfriends would give them multiple orgasms. And then I just took away that power and I control them by denying them an orgasm because they're always trying to seek it out. Same thing with our son. I've trained him the same damn way. And they love cum. Imagine that. Our children, our 13-year-old, that is literally hungry for cum. Our 10-year-old boy is just so obsessed with big cock, he wants to worship it. Yes, they are orgasm junkies, babe. And our 9-year-old, she even her, our baby girl, even she is desperate for cum. Because I've taught them that's the only way that you're a good girl. That's the only way you're helpful and valuable is if you're taking big cock or taking cum in one of your fuckholes. And you know, our 9-year-old, she is quite the anal whore. She said she likes having her little preteen ass stuffed with cock. She likes the feeling of being full. And she loves it. And there's a big fat load just sprayed into her little ass. She likes the way it feels. She likes the way it oozes out, and she likes to watch it come out of her little asshole. You should see her little 9-year-old abused asshole. You will love it. And same with our boy, our little faggot son. God, he loves cock, and he loves being fucked in his boy pussy. He begs for it. I mean, days when I don't have him cock, he's begging for it, babe. He's begging for me to bring him cock. Bring him cock or take him somewhere so he can have cock up his ass. But I've been trying to teach him that he can't be too desperate. You have to only take big cock because he just wants all of it. He wants all of it. And the 13-year-old, that little whore, she is addicted to getting cream pied. She wants to be bred. She wants to be a little tween pregnant, a pregnant tween. She wants to be bred by someone. And you know, here's the fun part, baby, is I've taught the children too. I mean, they know you as daddy. They always will know you as daddy. But I've also told them that you may not be their father, that I've been fucked by so many men, that one of my boyfriends that's fucking them now may just be their daddy. Because, you know, I keep the boyfriends around for years and years, And they even like trying to tell which one of my boyfriends is their daddy. Because, you know, they all look different. We know that one of those big cocks bred me. I told him that daddy's come inside of me for sure. But I've told them to look at each other. Look how you all look different. Nobody looks like daddy. And that turns daddy on. That turns mommy on. Not knowing who the fuck is their father. And that their father could be fucking them now. And with the 13-year-old, she's ready for that, baby. She's ready to have a mystery father. She's ready to have that 13-year-old pussy bred with semen. Mm-hmm. I want to breed her so fucking bad. Oh, my God. I'm just going to take her out of school, and she'll just be a breeding whore. She'll just keep breeding more and more. Watching that hot little body just swell up. My goodness, can you imagine her little budding tits filled with milk? Oh my God, it's going to be so hot. And baby, I hope that I get bred as well, along with one of the kids. Imagine if all three of us girls, me and our two daughters, all get pregnant at the same time. Oh my gosh, we can all stand by each other and compare our bellies and then have more men fuck our pregnant pussies. Oh my God, I think our boyfriends would love to fuck 13-year-old pregnant pussy. You need it. Yeah, you need all your girls bred by other men. All that big cock stuffed in our cunts, us not knowing who the father is. And you encouraging our daughters, our young preteen daughters, to be the filthiest whores, breeding whores. We'll be breeding whores for daddy. Yes, and they'll be so proud to show you how slutty they are, how much they need cum, and how fucking gorgeous they look with cum dripping down their legs or dripping down their pretty little young faces. And our son trying his best to get sissy bread every single time I tell him he gets a load in that boy pussy. I say, oh, baby, maybe this time you'll be sissy bread. It's still important that you take loads too. Mm-hmm. And you know, Mommy will never stop. Mommy will never stop taking that big cock, especially when it tastes like my daughter's pussy. I just want to just lick it all off. God, it's so fucking hot. I just want to suck every cock that comes out of our daughters. Every single one. And I'll tell you, I like our 9-year-old. I like the way she tastes the best. It's so fucking sweet. So fresh. It's so much fun. And then I can come kiss you. Mm-hmm. You want to kiss me after I've sucked on the cock that stuffed our daughters? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, I know you love stirring all the cum inside my holes from other men's cocks. Imagine doing that with your daughters now. Just reaching your fingers inside of your 9-year-old daughter, feeling a big fat load just stuffed inside that tiny little thing, or even our 13-year-old daughter. You come over and you look at her and she's covered in cum from a gangbang, stuffed with cum in every single hole. And then you can fuck every single hole that's been came in. Sloppy seconds for daddy. I know you want that, don't you? And then you can stuff our 10-year-old son when he's all full. Sloppy seconds for daddy's sweet boy pussy. We're going to be the best and happiest family, baby. I can't wait. I can't wait for you to be involved. All my boyfriends just stuffing all of our family. Yes, the cum being stuffed in all our holes. And then all that cum on your cock from getting the sloppy, sloppy stretch, sloppy, slutty holes.